my new beam round. That's coming somewhere, believe it or not, between me and Withenshaw, Manchester Airport. Yeah, I know where that signal's coming from now, Paul.
Is that John?
Hello, mate. Yeah, I've got a good track on that signal there. Brilliant.
Good. He's a nuisance, whoever it is. Do you know what I mean when I say take it to the basement? But, of course, Nathan will be coming back on, so he won't know where we are.
I know a pedal policeman, he's always on our street. A pedal jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
Talk about. Just got loads of radio equipment and all he can do is spoil people's conversations. His name's Christopher.
Is he a radio ham?
He professes to be, but behaving like that, I doubt it.
Because I did see a YouTube video of a radio ham that got prosecuted for playing the Latin policeman over the repeater. And wiping his radio ham fans out.
Yeah, that's him. His name's Chris. Or Christopher.
Yeah, well, I don't know why Christopher has to keep doing that for. I mean, what enjoyment does he get from it? Apart from spoiling it for everyone else. I mean, is that what he does all the time? He's got all that equipment and he just does that.
Well, unfortunately, by the sounds of it, yeah. I mean, I know exactly where he is, and from here I've just swung a beam round that I've got on a receiver. And I've got... It just so happens his house is along the line between me and where my beam is pointing. He lives along that line. It's amazing, that.
Yeah, it is if you know what you're doing. Me, I wouldn't have a clue on how to do that sort of thing. You know, track someone. But as you know, in the old AM days, I wouldn't have put up with that. And glad to hear that people on here won't put up with it.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it's just a Muppet off the CB band. Got lots of expensive radio equipment, too much, it baffles his brain, and he can't use it, he hasn't got the intelligence to go on to a frequency where people talk civilly and nicely to one another, so that's the result, really. Someone who's got stuff when, you know, they might even have a licence, which I doubt. I think that was a blag all along myself as well. But yeah, he's obviously bored with all his expensive radio equipment to do that.
Yeah, sure must be, yeah. He completely wipes you out.
Yeah, he will do. He's got a beam up and he's doing probably in excess of 200 watts.
Good grief, that's some power. I know that ham had his license revoked. For doing that, St. Pearson's Day.